few moments.
Good morning, and we are learning the 10th parak of Maseches Chulin, all about the gifts that have to be given to the Kohen from the animals that are slaughtered, the Matanos, and that's called the Zroa V'Chayayim V'Keva. So we are on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the page, last three lines of the page. So now we're going to discuss the question of who these gifts are given to, and can you give it to a female Kohen, or do you have to give it to a male Kohen? So three lines from the very bottom of the page. Ula havayod matanas lekanta. Ula used to give these gifts, Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva, to a female Kohen. And as we're going to see, even to a female Kohen who's married to a Yisrael, give her the Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva. Esrei Rav L'Ula, Rav challenged Ula, how could you give these gifts to a female Kohen? The verse says, the Mishnah says, the Raisa says, that Minchas Kohenes, a Mincha brought by a female Kohen, Ne'acheles, it can be eaten. We know that a minchas kohen, a mincha brought by a regular kohen, by a male kohen, in an echelus, no part of it is eaten, the whole thing is burned. So you see, obviously, that a kohen does not include females. Yeah, ma'at a kohen, if you can tell me whenever the Torah says kohen, afil a kohenes, even includes a female, baksiv. So then, when the verse says, v'chol minchas kohen kolti, yeah, every mincha of a kohen should be totally burned. Lo teyach, it shouldn't be eaten. That means that the mincha of a female should have eaten, it should be burned. Amar lei Rebbe, so Ula said back to Rava, Rebbe, my teacher, mitunach. In other words, I have an answer to your question. The verse says about mincha, Aaron uvanu k'suvim b'parsha. It says, zos toras ha-mincha ha-kriv osa b'nei Aaron. This is what should be brought by the children of Aaron. So this is the children of Aaron, it means the sons, not the daughters. Whenever it says kohen, it can mean daughter too. Rebbe Shmuel Tana. In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they said, when it says Kohen, it means Kohen v'lo Kohenes. You're right. The word Kohen means a Kohen and not a female Kohen. However, v'yomo tzasam en mefurush. So we should derive, right, because in Minchas Kohen, in terms of Menachos, it says b'nei Aaron. But since it says here by the Matanos, it says Kohen and not a Kohenes, therefore Menchas Kohen also means Kohen and not a Kohenes. However, the Rebbe Blaz Ben Yaakov Tana, from the Yeshiva Blaz Ben Yaakov, they said, no, if it says Kohen, it means Afilu Kohenes. If it says Kohen, it means even a Kohenes. So even though normally Kohen means Kohen and not a Kohenes, but in Matanos, we should say it means Kohanos too. It says, "V'zei yemishpat haKohanim." This will be the law of the Kohanim, sounding like since it's a mishpat haKohanim, that would imply the boys and not the girls. And then it says, "V'nasan la Kohen," give to the Kohen, not to the Kohenes. Again, sounding the boys and not the girls. Havimiyut achamiyut. You have two exclusions, one exclusion after another exclusion, and therefore emiyut achamiyut el rabos. When you have two exclusions, it means to include. So we actually have opinions here that the law of Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva can be given to a bas kohen, to the daughter of a kohen. And now we're going to see, what's that?
It's matanot, it's not.
Yes, now we're going to see halacha l'maisa. No, she's married. Even married to Yisrael.
It's a present, it's not.
So listen to this, Rav Kahana was a Yisrael, but his wife was a kohenes. Achal bishvil ishto. He used to eat Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva through his wife. People would give it to his wife, then he would get to eat it.
What's a kohen? Is it bas kohen?
Correct. Rav Papa, achal bishvil ishto. Rav Papa would also eat Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva because of his wife. And Rav Yemar, achal bishvil ishto. Rav Yemar would eat it because of his wife. And Rav Yidi Bar Avin, achal bishvil ishto. Rav Yidi Bar Avin would also get to eat Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva because he was married to the daughter of a kohen. So according to these opinions, you know, the sons-in-law of our dear friend Roger would get to eat Zroa L'Chayim V'Keva because they could be given to the daughters of the Kohen, and then the husband who's Yisrael could eat it too.
He doesn't even get to give himself, Rabbi. He doesn't want his daughter.
Amar Ravina, said Ravina, Amali Maremar, Maremar said to me, Hilchusa kavasi de Rav, halacha is like Rav.
Therefore, halacha like Rav, that means that we're not sure if Levium are a nation or not. We couldn't force Levium to give Zerua L'chaim v'keva.
Hilchusa kavasi de Rav Chizda, halacha like Rav Chizda, that if somebody damages Matnus Kahuna, that the person has damaged property that has no claimant, and you couldn't make him pay.
And Hilchus HaKavasi de'ula, Halachas also like Ula, that the Matnos Kahuna, these Matanos Kahuna, Zerul Chaim V'Keva, can be given to females. And Hilchus HaKavasi de'Ravidi Bar Avin, and Halachas also like Ravidi Bar Avin, Ravidi Bar Ahava, Ravada Bar Ahava, who said, Levia Shiyalta, if a woman is a Bas Levi, and she gives birth, her child is exempt from Pidyon HaBen, just like the child of a Levi doesn't need to have Pidyon HaBen. The child of a Levia also doesn't need Pidyon HaBen.
Rabbi, the daughter of the Levi would get the Tomar to the 10% because of her father? She would not get, only the father.
Yeah, this is just the law in Pidyon HaBen, that the child is exempt from Pidyon HaBen. Okay, now, the pasuk in regards to these matanos, the Zeyeh Meshpata Kohanim, Meisov Chei HaZevach, in Shor Im Seven, Asan HaKohen HaZroa V'al Chayayim V'akeva, the Torah mentions Shor V'Seh. So that tells me that it only applies to behemoths, domesticated animals, but not to chayos, not to wild animals. Tanar Rabbanu Lundin HaBraisa, HaZroa V'al Chayayim V'akeva, the arm, the cheeks, and the stomach, no Hagim B'Kilayim, does apply to a crossbreed. So if you would crossbreed a sheep with a goat, the child would, you'd have to give from that child Zerua L'chayayim V'keva. Uvekoi, it would even apply to a child of a chaya, a deer, together with a goat. If you're combining two behemos, namely a sheep and a goat, then that child has to give from it Zerua L'chayayim V'keva. But Bekoi, when you combine a deer together with a sheep, so then Patur Min HaMatanos, then it's exempt from giving the Matnos Kahuna from the Zerua L'chaim V'keva. So Gemara says, Nechti, let's take a look. Kaimlan, we paskin to the Indian Kisi Adam in regards to covering the blood, Umatanos, and Zerua L'chaim V'keva. Lo Mishkachasle, Ela B'Tzviya Balat Yasha. We're talking about a case of a male wild animal, a male deer, who has relations with a female goat, the behema. Ubein Rebbe Elazar, Ubein Rebbe Rabbanan, Mesafkelu, both Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan have the safek, Ichoshen Lezera Avi, Inchoshen. They have a safek, is it that we ignore the father entirely? So if we ignore the father entirely, since it was a deer with a goat, the mother is a goat, and it's just a goat, and it's fully a behema. Or maybe the father has a bit of a role. Okay. If the father has a bit of a role, then it's partially animal, partially wild animal, partially domesticated animal. Now, uvesev afilu mikza seh kamiflugi. So what's the argument when the Torah says seh, which is domesticated animal, does it mean it has to be entirely a domesticated animal? Or even partially a domesticated animal? Mar savar the chachamim who say that a kui, you do have to give the matanos from it. So the chachamim will tell you, seh afilu mikza seh. Whenever the Torah says a domesticated animal, it means even if it's only partially a domesticated animal, even if the father being a deer has an impact, so it's partially a goat. So that also is reason why I should give the matzanos. Okay, Bishlamai, I understand Rebbe Elazar de Pata, Rebbe Elazar exempt. I'm sorry, Umar Seva, the other view is, Seva filu mikta selo amina. We don't say a partial behema, it has to be a full set to be able to be giving matzanos. And since it had a father who's a wild animal, it's not fully, exclusively a behema. So now, Bishma Rebbe Elazar de Pata, I understand Rebbe Elazar exempts Kasavar Sevelo Mitzaseh. The Torah says you give the Zerua L'chaim V'keva from sheep, from what is fully a sheep, and not what is only partially a sheep. El Rabban, but according to Rabban, Nihita Kasavri Sevafilo Mitzaseh, even if they hold you can give the Matanah from a partial sheep. But then, if this animal is partially a deer and partially a sheep, why do the Rabbanan say you give the matanos? Halgalishko, you should only take half the matanos, because it's only half obligated. It should only be half the zroa, half the lechayayim, half of the keva. V'idach pal, then about the other half, le'malei, you should say to him, I see raya dein choshen lezera'av, bring some proof that the father doesn't matter at all, and then ushkol, and you can take it. So Ravuna Bar Chiya suggests, my chayiv nami dekamer, when the chachamim say that you give matanos from a kui, it means chayiv b'chati matanos. You don't give the full zroa, the full lechayayim, the full keva. You give half of them. You give half of the arm, half of the cheeks, and half of the stomach. Masiv Reb Zeris. Now we have a challenge on this. Masiv Reb Zeris. Zeris challenges. This creature, which is from a wild animal and a domesticated animal, it's a cross. Yeshbo drachim shavim lebehema. It has some laws, some ways that it's like a domesticated animal. Yeshbo drachim shavim lechay. It has other laws that it's like a wild animal. Yeshbo drachim shavim lechay ulebehema. In other ways, it's like both a wild and a domesticated animal. So, okay, it's sad. What do we mean? Chelbo. You're not allowed to eat its fat. Because maybe it's a domesticated animal, so you can't eat the fat.
You cover half its blood?
No, you cover the whole thing. Damo chayev l'chassos. You have to cover its blood, because maybe it is the blood of a wild animal. In other ways, it's like both a wild and a domesticated animal. Shadamo v'gido, that it's gidanasha and its blood. Asur, you can't congest, you can't eat them. Just like in a behema and in a chayah, you can't have gidanasha and you can't have the blood. Oh, v'chayah b'zroa l'chayayim v'keva, and you have to take from the koi, the arm, the cheeks, and the stomach, and give it to the kohen. For Rebbe Elazar poser, Rebbe Elazar says you don't have to. Now, v'emisa, now if you're right that when the chacham obligate, it's only half, it should say chayah b'chatzim atchanos mibayle. It should say he only has to give half of the zroa l'chayayim v'keva. So Rebbe Elazar really only has to give half the zroa l'chayayim v'keva. But I did the tana, but it, since it's in regards to the fat and the blood, chelbo v'dam, he's not allowed to have any fat. He's not allowed to have any of the blood. The lo masni chatzi chatzi. You can't say half of it yes, half of it no. Shemachi lo katani chatzi. Therefore, also in regards to zroa l'chayim v'keva, didn't mention half, even though really it's only half. Now, kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from the land of Israel to Bavel, Amar, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, koi, when you have this crossbreed from a wild animal and a domesticated animal, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, chayev b'kulu matanos, it's obligated in all of the Zorah l'chayayim v'keva, and the reason for that is a special pasuk. The time before we learned in a braisa, this is the law of the Kohanim from the people, from those who slaughter animals. Im shorim sef, an ox or a sheep, they should give to the Kohen the arm, the cheeks, and the stomach. Shor matamud lomar. Once the pasuk already said shor, so then matamud lomar, im shor, why does it add the word im, if a shor? The rabbis of sakilayim, to include the crossbreeds. Se, once it said se, matam olomar imse, why does it say imse? Yeah, the rabbi says sakoi, to include the crossbreed of a wild animal with a domesticated animal. Rabbi Elazar, now according to Elazar, who says that the crossbreed of a wild animal and a domesticated animal, there is no obligation of Zerah L'chayim V'keva from it. Ha'im, lamali, what does he do with the word im? A boy little chalik that he needs to tell me that the two things are separate. That don't tell me you only give gifts if it's both a shor and a seh, whether you're slaughtering just a shor or you're slaughtering just a seh, just an ox or just a sheep. Either way, you have to give from what you slaughter the gifts. Rabbanan l'chalik minalehu. How did the Rabbanan know this idea that it's not that you only give a gift when you're slaughtering both, but even when you slaughter each one individually? Afkalhu, they derive it from the words me'esov chayazeva, from those who slaughter the offering. So those who slaughter that which is slaughtered. Rebbe Lezer, hi me'esov chayazeva, my avidle, what does he do from that pasuk? He needs it for what Rav taught him, and Rav said, hadin im hatabach, the law of the Kohen, the back and forth, who's going to give you the gifts, is not the owner, but actually you're going to get the gifts from the slaughterer. You go to the guy who slaughtered, you tell him, hey, you're a slaughterer. You give Zerah L'chayayim V'keva. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah The Hazara L'Chayayim Akeva only applies to Chulin. It doesn't apply to Mukdashin. Now, what's an example of Mukdashin? An example of Mukdashin is a firstborn animal. Firstborn animal, a Bechor, is the property of a Kohen. So that should go to the Kohanim, and it has holiness. And in that which has holiness, even after it's redeemed and it's no longer the property of the Kohanim, it's exempt from Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if you have a Bechor mixing up with other animals. Bechor, let's say you have an animal which is Bechor. Shinis Arib B'Meya. That gets mixed up with 100 other animals. So now you have 101 animals. One of them, you can't tell what's what. One of them doesn't need Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva, the other 100 do. So Bezman Shemeya Shochtin is Kulan. So let's say if there are 100 different people slaughtering the animals, Pochin is Kulan. So that one that's mixed in, which is a Bechor, exempts everything because each one says, well, Rai Shechet was the Bechor. And then I don't need to give this Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. But if Echad Shochin is Kulan, but if one person is Shechting all 101, so certainly one of the animals is exempt, but the other 100 were obligated. So Pochin Lo Echad, since it's an obligation on the Shochet, so the Shochet won't give one set of Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva, but the other 100 animals, there's Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva, have to be given. He doesn't know what's what, so he has to give 100 of them. HaShochet L'Kohen. Let's say a shochet is slaughtering on behalf of a kohen, or lovid kochav on behalf of a non-Jew, then he doesn't have to give Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. Now another law which Almog mentioned the other day, somebody who's a partner with a kohen or with a Gentile, so then that animal doesn't need, you don't need to give from it Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. So tzarech shiyirsham. So he needs to make a mark on the animal that this animal has a part owner who's a Gentile, and that's why we didn't give Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva from it. We didn't give the arm, the cheeks, or the stomach. V'im amar. Now if at the time that the Kohen was selling to a Yisrael a portion in the animal, v'im amar, if the Kohen said, I'm selling to you chutz min ha-matanos, except for the gifts. Chutz min ha-matanos. Then the buyer doesn't need to give the gifts because they stay the possession of the kohen, and he doesn't need to do any simin in the animal.
Rabbi, isn't the responsibility of giving the gifts the one of the slaughter?
Correct.
Not the owner.
Correct. But if the animal belongs partially to a Kohen or to a non-Jew, then there's no obligation.
To a non-Jew. For a Kohen, it's like, it would be circular, so I understand that. But
But even if the Kohen's share is less than this, he doesn't own the Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva of it. He owns the knee of it, the leg of it, still. Amar, let's say a Jew says to his friend, Mechar li b'nei me'ah shel parah. We saw this Mishnah quoted earlier. Sell me the intestines of a cow. Now, how you ban matanos? Included in the intestines are the Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. So, no son la kohen, the buyer has to give that those pieces to the kohen. And he can't go back to the seller and ask for a rebate for that which he had to give away because he knew what he was buying wasn't going to belong to the guy selling, so he had no right to buy it. However, let's say he's buying from the kohen. So he's buying from the seller meat by weight. Then Noson LaKohen, he gives that meat to the Kohen. And the seller gave him Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. So he has to give the Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva to the Kohen. Umenakalo min adam. And he can go back to the seller. And the seller would have to give him a discount. Says the Gemara, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the case of Bechor. V'amai, and why is the law that they're all exempt from Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva? Yavo alav kohen mishnei tzadim. Let a kohen be able to claim the animal with a memanafshach. Le'malei she'tei like this. I'bechor hu. If the animal is the bechor, kula didi, it's all mine. V'lo bechor hu. If it's not bechor, if it's one of the 100 animals that weren't bechor, havli matan asai. So give me the Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. Because at least I deserve that. I deserve the Zorah L'Chayayim V'Keva. Amar Voshaya, Voshaya answered, we're talking about the Bali De Kohen. This was Bechor that had already been given to the Kohen. Then it got a blemish.
And then it lost its Kedusha. And then Machul Yisrael B'mumo, then he sold it to a Yisrael because it had gotten the blemish. But since it was once a Kohen, it already is exempted forever from Zorah L'chayayim V'keva. But it really was the private property of a Yisrael. So if the Kohen comes and says, hey, give it to me because either way, I'm entitled to it. If it's a Bukhar, I'm entitled to it. If it's not a Bukhar, I'm entitled to some of it. Yeah. No, you're not. Because if it's a Bukhar, you're not entitled to it. Because if it was a Bukhar, it's a Bukhar that was already sold to a Yisrael. And therefore, you, the Kohen, are not entitled to it. Then the Mishnah says, Ashochet l'Kohen l'ov d'kochav v'patumen ha'matano. Somebody who slaughters on behalf of a Kohen or on behalf of a Kohen is exempt. On behalf of a Goy is exempt from Zorah l'chayayim v'keva. The listening, why didn't the Mishnah say Kohen v'ov d'kochav v'patumen ha'matano? Why didn't it just say that a Kohen and a non-Jew are exempt from giving the Zorah l'chayayim v'keva? Rabbi answered to the Mishnah to tell you what we said before. Adinim ha'tabach, the obligation is on the slaughterer, and the negotiation should be with the slaughterer. How do we know that the Kohanim, what they own, they don't need to give to another Kohen, Zorah l'chayayim v'keva? Darash Rav taught, since the verse says, Zayyeh mishpat ha'kohanim, me'esa'am, v'lo me'esa kohanim, from the people, not the Kohanim, not the priests. Kishom, now when the verse goes on to say, me'esa v'chei ha'zevah, from all those who slaughter, Hevi Omer, I would have thought to say, even those who are not the am. So what does that mean? Afilu tabach kohen b'mashma. Even if the slaughterer is a Kohen, he needs to give, but if the owner is a Kohen, we don't need to give from that animal, Zorah l'chayayim v'keva. Ushpizichnin de Reb Tavla, the host of Reb Tavla, Kohen Av, was a Kohen. He was very poor. Asa l'kamed de Reb Tavla, so this Kohen, who's the host, went to Reb Tavla asking for help to earn money. Amalei Reb Tavla said to me, you know what you can do? Zilush datik b'adei tabach v'yisrael, go offer your services to Yisraelim who are slaughterers, and say, listen, I'm going to be your partner. Now, by being their partner, they won't have to give away the Zorah l'chayayim v'keva. So then they'll give you money. So he did that. And even so, Rav Nachman told these Yisraelim had to give Zorah l'chayayim v'keva. So the Yisraelim said to Rav Nachman, Rav Tavla Pachon, but Rav Tavlan exempts us because he's our partner. Rav Nachman said, no, Zil Apik, go out and give the gift to the Kohanim. And if not, Rav Tavla Mi'unach, I'm going to take Rav Tavla out of your ear. As Rav Tavla committed Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla went to complain in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei, my time of Marhachi, why are you doing this? Why are you taking the Matanos? I'm a partner. Amalei, he said, "Chiyas Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midroma." When Rav Acha Bar Chanina came from the south, Amr Rabbi Shulman Levi, his name is Shulman Levi. Ziknei Dorim Amru, the sages of the south said, "Kohen Tabach, if the Kohen is a slaughterer, Shtayim V'Shalosh Shabbosos, if he does it for 2 or 3 weeks, Patur Min Hamatanos, he doesn't have to give the gift. But Mikan Ve'Elach, but if he makes himself into a business, he made himself into a store, Chayev B'Matanos, since he's slaughtering not for Kohanim, he's slaughtering for non-Kohanim, he has to give the gift. So you too, you have become a store." Amalei, he said, "No, one second. We haven't been married. Could Rav Acha Bar Chanina, but give me a couple of weeks." Amalei said, "No, Hani Nili. That's only true to Kaviyah Misachta. That's true when you don't have a permanent store. Aval Hacha Kaviyah Misachta. But here, where you have a permanent store, you're clearly slaughtering for others. Even though you're a Kohen, you are obligated to give the Matanos."